Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There are at least a dozen people reported dead in the wake of Wednesday's magnitude 7.4 earthquake in Taiwan. However, officials are still concerned the death toll could rise further, as many people remained trapped in collapsed highway tunnels or other structures in the aftermath. It was the worst earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Search and rescue operations were continuing Thursday. There have been hundreds of thousands of power outages resulting from severe storms in the central and northeastern U.S., and the severe weather is expected to continue for some. As of Thursday morning, there were more than 250,000 utility customers without electricity across eight states, from Maine west to Wisconsin. Severe winter weather was expected to continue for much of Thursday in New England. An Israeli military mistake that led to the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in Gaza is not moving any policy needles at the White House, tragic as it may be.
You heard from the president in his statement. He's outraged and he's heartbroken. We are all heartbroken here.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. In a statement this week, President Biden said he would continue to press Israel to be more careful with the lives of civilians in the conflict. According to a recent Wall Street Journal poll, former President Trump is leading President Biden in six of the country's most fiercely contested states. USA's John Schaefer with the numbers.
Trump maintains a lead in six out of seven battleground states surveyed for the upcoming 2024 presidential election, with voters expressing significant reservations about both candidates, who happen to be the oldest to ever run in history. In Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, Trump is ahead by margins ranging from 2 to 8 percentage points in a simulated ballot that does include third-party and independent candidates.
This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The future of a Texas immigration statute now rests with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. On Wednesday, the three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted both the federal government and Texas' legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4.
Texas doesn't deport anybody. Texas takes them to the port of entry, and the United States then decides what to do.
That's Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen, who assured the judges the law, which grants police agencies the authority to detain illegal immigrants, would not result in racial profiling. Government lawyers disagree. Taxpayers in the home city of the still reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs are overwhelmingly rejecting a measure aimed at providing public money for stadium upgrades. By a 60-40 margin Tuesday, voters in Jackson County, Missouri, turned down the Chiefs and Kansas City Royals bid to attract tax incentives for a baseball stadium rebuild and a football stadium rehab. One Texas woman, learning the hard way to return library library books in her town. That's because in Navasota, Texas, it's considered a crime not to respond to a library book return summons. Now, Mother Kaylee Morgan says she's been faced with an arrest warrant.
So it was a part of our homeschool study. It was a book. I don't even remember the title. It was a book on Vincent Van Gogh.
She was confronted with a $570 fine. She's managed to raise the money since then. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. It is day 180 of the Israel-Hamas war. And with us right now is Jonathan Tobin. Jonathan is the editor-in-chief at janus.org. Jonathan, shalom. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Well, right off the bat, Jonathan, we're all heartbroken with what happened, earlier with the, the Israeli airstrike that killed seven food aid workers. And heartbroken is the word. Unfortunately, some political verbiage is being tossed around, which I think is unfortunate because I know that Israel is heartbroken over this as well. This wasn't something that was done purposeful. I know an investigation is, I don't know that it's been concluded. You know better than I do as to where we are in that. But, really what it demonstrates a clear difference between the parties. Israel responded quite transparently and immediately about what happened. They went to, investigation mode right away. And meanwhile, Hamas and those that support Hamas seem to rally around this to develop a narrative that, somehow wanted to give them some sort of, advantage over this unfortunate accident, right?
Well, I think that's clear. It's being exploited for political purposes. That's why President Biden is speaking the way he has spoken about it. It fits into a narrative that the political left in this country, which is basically taking the side of Hamas in this war and seeking a ceasefire in order to let Hamas win the war, that it started with atrocities on October 7th. To say that everything Israel does is illegitimate, Israel's killing too many people in Gaza, the war is bad, look what happened here. But the point is, of course, it was a tragic accident. Accidents like this happen in war all the time. Happened all the time in Iraq and Afghanistan when American armed forces would do that. Indeed, as has been pointed out a lot in the last couple of days, in the last gasp of the American effort in Afghanistan, and in a strike that I believe was okayed by President Biden himself, it was a drone strike which wound up accidentally killing an Afghani family in their home out of a mistake, an honest mistake. And listen, Biden went to the beach that day. He didn't, he didn't stop. So this is an effort basically to delegitimize a just war. Israel's effort to eradicate Hamas is a just war. Hamas is a genocidal organization. Its goal is to destroy Israel, to commit the genocide of Jews on October 7th. It began an effort to do that. Israel is ensuring that they can't succeed. This is a fight, quite frankly, a fight for all of the Western world.
Exactly.
These Islamists want to kill Americans, too. They're still holding Americans hostage.
Right.
And these calls for a ceasefire, the hostages haven't been released, including the Americans. If you want the war to end, Hamas should surrender. Hamas should give up the hostages. Then there won't be any more shooting. But they are counting on incidents like this and the efforts of the American left to convince Joe Biden that he's losing the 2024 election because he's insufficiently hostile to Israel to bail them out, to let them get away with mass murder and therefore emerge as the victors in this war. That would be a disaster, obviously, for Israel and its security. It would be a disaster for the United States and its security as well.
Yeah, exactly, without a doubt. And especially in the perilous times that we're experiencing, Jonathan, here on the homeland with our open borders and that. But that's a whole other discussion. But, you know, you point out exactly this seems, you know, so hypocritical of the president to make some of these statements and how he has sided with his narrative, you know, for political interest as opposed to, you know, that which is right and just. We know that Hamas has used civilians, that's what they do, as shields. And, you know, and for Biden to chastise Israel and say that they need to be, you know, more careful with the civilian casualties. Well, of course they are. But, you know, we're not talking about how many IDF soldiers have died as a result of being extra careful about the, you know, about, you know, conducting this war. And meanwhile, you know, everybody wants to consider, I say everybody, the narrative, those that are following that narrative, Jonathan, they want to say, well, the Palestinians are innocent. Well, no, they're not. I mean, they elected Hamas. And they're not the ones that are stepping away either. I mean, there's just not enough, you know, enough, I guess, courage, if you want to say, on their part for them to say, look, at they really want to demonstrate to Israel and the world they want to live in peace. So, you know, what are they doing to extricate themselves, you know, from Hamas and even, you know, pointing to IDF soldiers, hey, this is where they're at. And, you know, having the courage to, you know, participate in a way that would expedite the conclusion of this war and the extrication of these people if they're truly interested in freedom. But they're mired philosophically in all this, and it's very difficult whether they're being used as human shields. And as we know, aid, you know, deliverance of food and aid and support has been hijacked by Hamas. We've seen the video. And for some reason, you know, when they talk about it, they don't want to mention that, you know, Hamas is making sure that their soldiers are fed first and the heck with the rest of the Palestinians that are suffering, right?
That's absolutely true. It is a myth that has been propagated, quite frankly, by President Biden, that Hamas doesn't represent most Palestinians. Unfortunately, I wish that were true, but it's not true.
Right.
Even today, as polls of Palestinians have continually shown, their own polls show that Palestinians overwhelmingly support Hamas. They support the October 7th atrocities. The reason why there haven't been elections in the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, since 2005, and a Palestinian Authority leader, Mahmoud Abbas, the supposedly moderate leader, hasn't, you know, he's serving the 19th year of the four-year term to which he was elected, because he knows if he holds another election, Hamas would win. So, number one, Hamas is popular. The only way for Hamas to lose popularity among the Palestinians, for the Palestinians to have a chance for a normal life and peaceful existence, is for them to reject Hamas. And the only way for that to happen is for Hamas to be completely eradicated.
Exactly. Well, see, this is what war is all about. You know, the Bible's real clear. And let's bring scripture into this, because this is most important. In the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a time for war and a time for peace. And the thing is that happens time and again historically is when we confuse the two things. You know, when you miss the time of war, when war is there, God said clearly that there's going to be a time for war. And there's also a time for peace. But clearly what Hamas has demonstrated to the world, but the world doesn't want to see it, is they called it. They said, hey, it is a time for war. And they don't like the consequences. And unfortunately, the international community is supporting that kind of insanity. We've got more.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In national health news, Waltham, Massachusetts-based Invivid has received emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for its investigational monoclonal antibody for pre-exposure prophylaxis or prevention of COVID-19 in adults and adolescents who have moderate to severe immune compromise and are unlikely to mount an adequate response to COVID-19 vaccination. Invivid's Chief Executive Officer David Herring commented.
As we've seen lately, SARS-CoV-2 continues to spread and cause unacceptably high levels of illness, hospitalizations, and death. The threat from COVID is not over, especially for vulnerable populations such as the immunocompromised.
Studies have shown that moderately to severely immunocompromised people, such as organ transplant recipients and people with certain blood cancers, among others, may not have a strong immune response to vaccines. Monoclonal antibodies work differently than vaccines to provide protection against viral threats. This new investigational therapy has been authorized by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for emergency use only. It is not FDA approved for any use, and there is limited information about the safety and effectiveness of using this investigational therapy for prevention of COVID-19. It is not authorized for treatment and is not a substitute for vaccination in individuals for whom COVID-19 vaccination is recommended. For the Food and Drug Administration's letter of authorization and product fact sheets, visit this website, invivid.com. Once again, that's INVIVYD.com. The content in this report was provided by Invivid, Inc.
That's at the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Jonathan Tobin, the editor-in-chief at JNS.org, has the latest ground floor update from Israel. And it's really an honor to have him here and to bring some needed perspective because of the way things are being presented here domestically in the United States. It is frustrating, you know, for those of us who, you know, understand and we want peace. But you got to understand, in order to get to the point of peace, you've got to eradicate those that are causing the trouble. I mean, it's pretty basic, isn't it, Jonathan?
Yeah, listen, if there is going to be any hope for peace, whether it's this two-state solution, which the Palestinians don't want and Israelis regard as a mortal threat to their security that Biden right. wants in the future, or any other scheme for peace, if any idea of peace and coexistence is going to have a chance, Hamas has to be eliminated. Because that is the only way. I mean, the analogy is to the end of World War II. Not, you know, we're told that Hamas is an idea. It can't be killed. You know, it's just impossible. Well, you know what? Americans killed an idea, you know, 75, 80 years ago. It was called Nazism. And the only way right. it was killed was by its complete military defeat. The German people realized that if they were going to rejoin the community of nations, they had to reject the ideology that they had embraced and turn over a new leaf. The only exactly. way the Palestinians are going to have any chance for peace and for a better life will be if they reject Hamas after it's been completely defeated. If Hamas is bailed out, and Hamas is holding out in Gaza, it's not releasing hostages because it is confident that the left and the West will bail them out, that the United States will not let Israel defeat them, that they will emerge from this war not merely alive, but as its victors. That is a mortal threat to Israel, but it's also a threat to the United States and its interests, because at that point, you know, America's word is worth nothing in the world.
Exactly.
You know, and Iran will be greatly empowered by this. You know, this is not just about Israel. It's about what's bad for the United States, and that's what Biden is doing. I mean, I want to, you know, also say this narrative that people in Gaza are being killed indiscriminately is a lie. The statistics that we've been fed by Hamas that the corporate media accepts are lies. They've been proven to be lies. The idea that everybody in Gaza is starving is not true. The World Health Organization, you know, says that they need, you know, a certain amount of food. Israel has been allowing in twice as much food into Gaza as would be needed. Of course, Hamas has been stealing all of it.
Exactly.
You want the people of Gaza to be fed, get rid of Hamas.
Exactly.
But that's not what Biden is doing. And one more thing that, again, it, you know, it was brought up at the State of the, around the time of the State of the Union, and we seem to have forgotten it, this idea that the United States is going to be building a pier, a floating pier off of Gaza to allow aid to get into Gaza, which isn't really necessary. But who is part of this effort? Qatar, which is Iran's ally and Hamas's ally. And who
exactly.
are they? Who do they want to help build it? The same construction company that helped build Hamas's fortifications and tunnels in Gaza.
Exactly.
The idea that, that this, whatever goes into this through this pier being built by the Army Corps of Engineers will not go to Hamas is magical thinking. And the idea
exactly.
that Americans won't be endangered, the idea that Americans will never touch shore, they'll never be hurt, that, you know, by going into Gaza, that's nuts. Of course Americans are going to be harmed doing this, and yet we're letting it go.
Well, I'll guarantee you that you get Americans that close, they're going to be targeted because that serves the ultimate goals of Hamas and Iran, doesn't it?
Of course it is. That's what they are hoping for.
Exactly.
This
is a trap.
Really,
exactly.
You know, it is a trap, and it's one that Biden is walking into with both eyes open because he is convinced that this is the only way to get his left-wing voters behind him because, you know, this is a man who claims that he entered the 2020 race so outraged by the neo-Nazi rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017. And now he's trying to retain the presidency by appeasing anti-Semitic voters who are pro-Hamas. It's, you know, you can't make this stuff up.
Well, it's ludicrous. I mean, you know, let's go back. I mean, we keep hearing Bob Gates' admonition about, you know, Joe Biden when it came to foreign policy. In 20 years of working with Biden, Gates wrote in his book that he never got anything right. Well, he's batting 1,000% because he still hasn't gotten anything right when it comes to foreign policy. He meddles.
Unfortunately.
He's a meddler. That's the problem. And when you meddle, you're not true to an objective. You don't even know what the objective is. It's just, and especially when it gets to be in a political situation that he's mired in right now. And the deal is, Jonathan, as you mentioned, what happened clearly, and people need to really reflect on this. You know, when you look at the consequence of World War II and how things came to a conclusion and how, the fascists in Germany had to decide what kind of country they wanted going forward. And the military and all the stuff that was championed there for many years under Adolf Hitler had to go away. But by the same token, it took generations for the people to kind of work their way through the the mind melding and the impression they had. Now amongst the Palestinians, they've been living with this for generations, this perception that Israel is evil. And it's in the face of when I was there, Jonathan, when I was in Israel and I saw the freedom that Arabs had to and how they were flourishing in areas controlled by Israel, but yet it wasn't reciprocated the other way around. Israelis were told they weren't welcome in certain areas, and you had intifadas taking place that were intifadas led by these radical Arab groups, but where there was I think some positive demonstration and experience from whether it's Palestinians or other Arab groups who were able to thrive and work in the areas of Israel-controlled areas. In fact, several that I spoke with said they felt safer working in those areas as opposed to their own, supposedly, quote-unquote, protected areas. See, people don't understand what's going on in Israel. They don't understand the history. They don't understand the history of these Arab nations and this ancient hatred, so to speak, that I refer to, that they've held on to, that's been passed on from generation to generation. So there's not going to be a radical, radical change overnight. It's going to be a bit of a process. But clearly what needs to happen is just as you said, and that has to be the complete destruction of Hamas.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. People don't understand. They believe the lies about Israel being an apartheid state. It's not. It's a democracy. Arabs have equal rights. The problem here is that by stopping Israel from winning, they are in, the United States is endangering its own interests. Mm-hmm. It's ensuring that this war is going on. Palestinians have been locked into a century-old war in which they want to turn back the tide of history. They want to reverse it to 100 years ago before the Jews returned in force to their ancient homeland. And they want to erase the Jewish presence from the land. This is insane. It won't happen. It's not going to happen. It could only be accomplished by genocide, which will not happen. But the only way they can be dissuaded from this is by being defeated, by making them realize this war must end. And by giving a lifeline to Hamas, as Biden is doing, he's ensuring the war will continue.
Well, not only there, but as you said, the impact is not just in the region. I mean, this has worldwide implications, doesn't it, Jonathan? We got 20 seconds left. I'll let you summarize and wrap us up.
Yeah, I think if the Hamas is allowed to win, it will encourage jihadis and Islamist terrorists everywhere. And that includes the United States, which has allowed, through Biden's open borders policies, a lot of people who are dangerous into our country. Don't think it can't happen
here. Commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot whole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. President Biden unveiling his initiatives aimed at reducing health care expenses for Americans. USA's John Schaefer with more.
President Biden outlined that seniors enrolled in Medicare would be spared from paying over $2,000 annually for prescription medications starting next year. That's per the Inflation Reduction Act.
Drug companies are charging exorbitant prescription drug prices.
Additionally, he commended the move made by 3 out of 4 major inhaler manufacturers to limit the monthly cost of inhalers for a number of patients to just $35.
JetBlue Airlines implementing price hikes for checked baggage. The first checked bag during peak travel periods increasing by $5 for JetBlue, and the second checked bag by an additional $10. JetBlue attributes the higher prices to increased fuel expenses and higher employee wages. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, you know, our eyes have been opened up, you know, quite radically. And I think that, you know, it's positive in a sense that now we have some more information. Information is really empowering. And the thing is that we should not, because the ruling elite wants us to think that there's nothing we can do about it. But we can. And I got to tell you, Alex Newman, who's going to be with us in just a moment, we're going to talk about his new book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, Government Schools, War on Faith, Family and Freedom, and How to Stop It, is the result of a decade of research and investigative reporting. Yes, I'm sure what spurred this on even more, that encouraged Alex, says that he was on the right track in his investigation, was all that happened in COVID, that it wasn't just theoretical and it wasn't just a one and done kind of situation, that this was a growing a pandemic of another form that had been taking place. And so here he's blessed us with his book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, to demonstrate to us. Because I think at first blush, Alex, we know when people began to realize what was going on in our schools, they can't be so. You know, they would say, Bill, you know, you're exaggerating. What are you talking about? And then we started to hear the stories of, daughters being raped in, these unisex bathrooms on school campuses. And, the indoctrination, forget about reading, writing, and arithmetic. It was some other narrative, and indoctrination and breakdown in the educational system was nothing like the parents expected to be occurring in the educational system, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thanks for having me. It's an honor and pleasure to be with you. But it is worse than anybody can imagine, and I mean that literally. Like, I know everybody realizes it's bad. It is orders of magnitude worse than that. And the reality is, and what we document very clearly in the book, just in the first few chapters, is that this is by design. The people who built this system always intended to turn our children away from God, away from their parents, against their country, against their church, and they have been incredibly successful. So it's not that the system is broken and needs to be fixed. It's that the system is working very, very well when you understand why it's built. And all of this can be documented with primary source documents. We pulled out the writings, the essays, the letters of the people who built this system to show that they always planned to do what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, and that's why there's no apology, right? I mean, here it is, you know, and this is, I think, quite shocking for parents. And of course, we saw what happened in Virginia, you know, several years back, is the parents reacted, and in other cities, San Francisco, even San Francisco and others across the country, where parents are waking up and then taking their kids out of public schools and homeschooling them. You know, like you said, this is so diabolical, so well entrenched, that when they were caught with their hands in the cookie jar, it's like, so what? You know, there's no apology for it, right? I mean, and that's what blows you away about it, because you're sitting there thinking, wait a minute, this is our country. This is the United States of America, and this is what's happening. And the thing is, Alex, in reading your book, and as I see this unfolding and everything, it convinces me that this is a plan that not only targeted for the education system, but all things American. I mean, this is an attack on the very foundational building blocks of our country, right? And this great American idea.
That's exactly right, Bill. And what you'll find, you're right about the no apology. In fact, they never apologize. They always double down. They always try to take more ground. And just on the academic front, we're witnessing the total destruction of our children. And that's not my opinion. The government's own data shows that less than one-third of victims of public schools are even proficient in any course of reading, writing.
For all the money, all the tax money that we're investing in education, this is the ROI?
That's right. And then they have the nerve to ask for more money. And I tell people, put on your thinking cap for a minute here. Imagine any other industry where less than one-third of the paying customers were actually getting what they asked for. Imagine a fast food restaurant where less than one-third of customers who came in and paid for a cheeseburger actually got a cheeseburger. Most of them got a decomposing rodent or a poisonous snake. You know, the SWAT team would raid the place in the morning, and they'd haul these people off to jail. Imagine then that they demanded more money, right? We would laugh at them. We would point and laugh. And yet this is what they're doing to our children, in addition to castrating them, taking them for abortions, turning them against God, convincing them that America is an evil place and needs to be burned to the ground. And of course, this is now coming not just from Washington, D.C. Right? We all know the U.S. Department of Education is a total disaster. But now you even have the U.N. coming in. So to your point, this is an attack on everything that America was originally founded on, the principles that underpin it. And it's coming now even from the international level. And they tell you why, for a very specific purpose. They're building global citizens for a one-world order.
Exactly. See, but this is where, in a sense, this is such a wake-up call for us, Alex, that they have a plan, but where's our plan?
Exactly. We need a plan desperately. And that's actually what my book concludes with. Guys, you have to stop sending your children there. That needs to be step one of the plan. I try to explain to people, you need to think of the government schools as burning buildings, and your children are inside, and you hear them screaming, and you feel the flames, you smell the flesh burning.
Exactly.
The solution is not to go yell at the school board or to lobby your state legislator. The first part of the solution is to grab your children and run as fast as your legs will carry you in the other direction. Then we worry about the other stuff.
Right. And meanwhile, yes, and you have to have an idea, a solid. You see, what's happened in the country, the way our culture has been attacked, and these foundational principles and the rewriting 1619 project, all these things that have contributed to the erosion of these foundational principles, we've lost sight and understanding of what it takes to build a society. I mean, they are deconstructing everything, and they're building it up in their own eyes and in their own understanding. And, you know, it's like we're back to Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of America, whatever that meant. Well, we got an idea now of what it means. It's the total deconstruct of America's values, the total deconstruct of everything that our fathers, grandfathers, great-grandparents before us fought in wars in order to preserve. And this ruling class has the audacity to throw that out the window as if it's it doesn't matter anymore. You know, it's just... You know, but you see, if America does not want to hold on to this, if they cannot cherish this, then you know what? We don't deserve this country.
You're exactly right. Exactly right, Bill. And, you know, you can go back to the very first people who created this system, right? Robert Owen, the first guy in the early 1800s who seriously proposed that the government ought to educate our children. We know from a whistleblower that his ultimate objective was to eliminate Christianity. This system took root in Prussia. It was reimported into the United States by Horace Mann, who, of course, also wanted to do that. And then you look at the real architects of what we have today. It was John Dewey with funding from the Rockefellers. Right? So you had an actual communist, a guy who went to the Soviet Union and couldn't stop slobbering about how wonderful it was, teaming up with a super capitalist who was interested in dumbed-down worker drones who wouldn't ask too many questions, and presto, you have the guys who founded and created this system. The purpose was always to dismantle our country. It was always to turn our children against it. It was always to keep them dumb. And we have to deal with this crisis as an existential threat.
And the thing that's amazing on this is, I think with all ideas that come into the transom and come into the environment, I'm one, Alex, to say, okay, what's the plus and minuses of it? What's the history? What's the historical significance of that idea? Because there's nothing new under the sun. So let's see, where has that idea ever worked anywhere? Can you find anything in history that would give you an indication that this is a positive move? That's the short answer. There is none. And here we are at the risk of our children and our grandchildren. We're putting this on the line, not to mention 247 years of historical significance. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Alex after this.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit Applebee's.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. He is Alex Newman, and he is the New American Magazine senior editor and CEO of Liberty Sentinel. You know, Alex, in talking with you again, I think it's important to remind the audience that America has a tradition of success. We have the building blocks that were very effective in establishing this great American idea. We've just lost track of it. So the good news is that it's not necessary that we recreate something as much as that we revive it. We pull it out of the closet. We, you know, these people who've come in and have hijacked our government and are hijacking our institutions. We just need to re-embrace those foundational principles and doctrines that made America great so that we can be great again. It's not like we have to, you know, do all the hard work that our founding fathers did with blank sheets of paper in studying all these different forms of government through the ages and came up with this rather unique idea as opposed to being ruled by a king, a czar, but to turn the org chart on its head and say, hey, who's going to be a top? It's not going to be a king. The people are kings. It is going to be we, the people, that are going to be in charge. And when we get back to that formula and back to that idea, then America can, I believe, can be revived and realize and turn this stuff around. But, I think there's good news here, isn't there?
There is, yeah, and I love the way you put that, and this applies across the board, too. If we want our government to work properly again, we just need to go back to the principles that work. You can find them in the Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution of the United States, and, of course, in the Bible, right?
Right,
the Constitution
exactly.
And the Declaration were based on biblical principles, and the founders were pretty open about this. In fact, one of the greatest speeches I've ever read was from Samuel Langdon, the president of Harvard, in 1788, when he was urging the New Hampshire legislature to ratify the Constitution. He explained that the principles that were enshrined in this document came straight out of what God had revealed in the Bible, including through the Republic of the Israelites, all the way up through the New Testament. And the same is true in education. I actually closed the book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, with an afterword where I go back and look at what existed in the United States before the government got involved in education around the mid-1800s.
Exactly.
And actually, that's the non-system that produced the most literate, most educated, most moral people that this planet had ever seen. So it's not a mystery. We just have to look back at what worked and then rekindle support and love for those principles. And we could turn this country around tomorrow if we tried.
Well, you know, I think you and I talked about it before. It was like a less than 100 pages of the New England Primer. The little booklet that people were, you know, the kids were more educated with that simple little booklet. And it was very effective. And now you think today, you know, how that educational industrial complex has grown and, you know, what they've done in terms of how much they charge for books and all this other stuff that, you know, just brought in all this complication, but nobody has stopped to say, well, are we better off or are we worse off as a result of, you know, all these new books that we're throwing on the kids? Of course, not to mention, you know, we're not even talking about all these sexualization books that they're throwing, you know, they're throwing at the kids as well.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've started doing is collecting these old school books. They're so fascinating. The New England Primer and the Blue Black Speller. I mean, they're learning their letters. They're learning how to read. They're learning theology, right? When they learn the A, it's in Adam, fall, we sinned all. It's just really, really good stuff. And these were widely accessible, easily available. This is actually what most Americans learned how to read on for generations. The Bible was their primary textbook. And if you want to know how educated they were, go back and read their writings. Go back and read their letters to each other. I mean, look at the Federalist Papers. These were written to everyday average Americans before we ever had government schools. So what has happened is the government has deliberately dumbed us down over a period of generations. They've been using quackery since the government got involved in education that has resulted in a massive illiteracy crisis unlike anything we've ever seen as a nation. We have got to deal with this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, or it's over for our country, for our families, for our churches, and for our liberties.
Well, let's talk about your latest video, the real agenda behind the war on family, Transmania, you call it.
Well, what's going on here with this war on family is very strategic, and it ties right into what we're saying on education. There is a plan to destroy liberty, not just in the United States, but around the world. They recognize that families are a critical obstacle to that. Parents pass on their values, their culture, their traditions, their faith to their children, and that is why we see this full-blown total war. They want to not just destroy families, they want to destroy the principle, the idea of family. Of course, this is a divinely ordained institution. And so what we're seeing now, you know, and you can just see the progression, right? Back in the early 2000s, it was, oh, yeah, homosexual marriage, we just want equality. It's not going to hurt anybody. Yeah, there's not going to be, you know, a mom and a dad. But, you know, two dads is okay. Two moms is okay. It's a big deal, right? You don't really need a mom. You don't really need a dad. Of course you do. Now we're at the next phase with this transgender madness where they're saying, well, you know, there isn't really any such thing as a mom or a dad, right? That's outdated binary thinking about gender. You're one of those heteronormative supporters of the patriarchy. And so the result of all of this will be, if not stopped, the total destruction of a normal family with a mother and a father and children. And the result from that will be the government takes over. And that's what they're openly pushing now. The government should raise the children, not the parents.
Exactly. Well, and you said something absolutely critical here that people need to catch. See, this is, you know, we look at it as a war on family, war on the culture, and everything. This is a war on God. They are, you know, and the Democratic Party made that clear in 2000, if you remember, at their national convention, when they took God out of the platform. And there was, some disdain there in the convention hall. They weren't happy with that. But nope, the Democratic apparatchik and the elites had predetermined that God needed to be out of their platform. And look what's happened to the Democratic Party. And look what's happening to America. I mean, we are being controlled by a small number of people. In some sense, and I shared this with somebody else earlier, that when you go back, just even in the most recent era of what happened, for example, in Germany, I mean, it was a small percentage that really, by comparison, it was about maybe, 10-15% at most that were really the elites of Germany at the time that just took it down this road of fascism. And shockingly, when the Germans had to realize, the German population realized what the heck happened in their country, and they saw for themselves the concentration camps, Alex, this really shocked them to the core, that they didn't realize that they were part and parcel. You know, they, maybe in a sense, in an acquiescive sort of way, in a passive sort of way, but they didn't realize that it had gotten to this level of, of destruction and horror.
Yeah, and that's very similar to the situation we find ourselves in today. Americans want to just find out what's going on TV, see what the Kardashians are up to, check on the football game score. Meanwhile, babies are being slaughtered by the millions, literally, with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. We have evil being not just perpetrated across this country against children. I mean, they're literally castrating little boys. They're literally giving hysterectomies to little girls. This is barbarism writ large. And nobody wants to talk about it. We just want to. And it's not that most people agree with this. In fact, most Democrats don't agree with this. If you look at the polling, they don't want their children taught that they might have been born in the wrong body or something like that. Most sensible people don't agree with this. The question is, what are they going to do about it? And when you boil it all down, you hit the nail on the head. What's happening here is a war against God, and it's a war against all the principles and morals and teachings that God provides, both in creation and in Revelation. So God says, don't murder. They say, well, that little baby's not really a human. Well, that Jew in the concentrator, he's not really a human. Right? So they always find ways to humanize their victims. God ordains marriage and family. Well, we don't really need marriage. We don't need family. That's an oppressive institution of the patriarchy and white supremacy. So on and on, you see on every point they're waging war on what God has told us, and the outcome of this will be absolute disaster, just like it was in Germany, just like it was in the Soviet Union, just like it was in China and in Cuba and in Mozambique and in Cambodia, and the list goes on.
It's kind of, and this might sound a little too sarcastic or whatever, but you know, the people that seem to be pushing these things, you know, the foundational issues of family and marriage and that sort of thing, they're not very attractive people, Alex. You know, I mean, I mean, it's like, you know, even if when you look at Joe Biden's cabinet, for example, and it's all about checking boxes and, you know, DEI and all that. And you look around the room there and you go, holy smokes. When I was in high school, I wouldn't want to be at the lunch table with them. You know, and I know the term freaks kind of bothers people, and it might be an aggressive term, but at some point you got to call it for what it is. You know, we're at that point where the emperor is walking around buck naked, and everybody's saying, wow, don't you love those clothes? I mean, in so many ways, this is how our culture, as you say, has been dumbed down to normalize the abnormal. And, you know, and you see some of these kids, you hear some of these kids, these fifth graders, for example, you know, going, that doesn't work. That's not right. That's not fair. You know, they figured it out. They know instinctively. But here we are as supposed, you know, learned adults. But again, the key is, because of the war on God, you turn your back on God. I remind you very clearly, the one who created the heavens and the earth, that created this popcorn stand that we're in the midst of, who set up the infrastructure and everything, says, hey, look, at the beginning of wisdom is the fear of me. It's the knowledge of God. So you turn your back on God, you've just rendered yourself stupid. And this is where we are right now, and you need to wake up and see what's going on. But like we say, there still is hope, right, Alex?
Amen. Absolutely. You got it. Take it seriously. Get involved.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short.
Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping,